Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify's made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
The UK's biggest film of 2024 returns for its epic finale.
Alphaba, they're coming for you.
Tickets are now on sale for Wicked for Good.
You can't resist this.
You could.
I'm off to see the wizard.
Because
critics are calling it unmissable. A spellbinding triumph destined to live in hearts for generations.
It's time to fly!
Wicked for Good. Only in cinemas November 21st. Book now. Certificate PG.
The Denver Broncos keep adding to their win column as they defeated the Las Vegas Raiders at home this past Thursday in primetime 10-7, improving their overall record to 8-2. This puts them in a three-way tie with the Colts and the Patriots for the best record in the league. After watching that game, do the Broncos look like a top-three team in the AFC? And do we need to have a conversation about the Raiders organization overall?
Coach, I will say,
no, I was just saying, well, Colts, Patriots, and Eagles for the best record. Go ahead.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah. It for me, in terms of Denver, it's not nobody pretty. Ken asked.
I ain't talking to you.
I got you. But in terms of Broncos, it's ugly. But they're winning, and they're winning a lot of different ways, which I think bodes well for a team like this where they are and their level of progression for the playoffs. You know, they made it last year. I think Sean Payton knows what it takes to win in this league, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that by any means necessary with this team. They've won a couple of pretty games, not many, but the majority of them have been ugly. But we know this, that they have an identity. We know that they're going to go out there and they're going to play defense, and they get sacks and they get turnovers and they cause havoc. And as long as the offense can put up something, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be all right. Now, I think that side of the ball definitely needs to get better. Bo Nix needs to become more consistent. I think that's the next level of progression in his game. But at the end of the day, we've seen this man, no matter how bad he's played, when it comes down to the time for him to do something to win the game, he does it. So I think we got to give them credit for that. In terms of the Raiders, as an organization, man, these boys have been in the stinker for a very long time. And I think that they've moved in the right direction by getting a future Hall of Fame head coach, somebody that has won a Super Bowl, somebody that has built it from the ground up. I do question Chip Kelly a little bit, mainly because we haven't seen the sustained level of success in the NFL with that style and just the way that he is as a person and coach. He doesn't necessarily galvanize players. It don't look good over there in Oakland or Las Vegas, I'm sorry. It doesn't look good over there, and I think it all starts up front with that offensive line. They have one of the worst ones in the league. You look at what's the running back name? You know, I'll be bad with names. Ashton Jeanty. Nah, look, that's not 100% his fault. The hit rate behind the line of scrimmage is ridiculous, you know. And when you look at his rate of breaking tackles, it actually is elite. He can't be getting hit two times behind the line of scrimmage, bro. Like, there's no running back that's going to have success with that type of offensive line play. Geno is definitely cooked. I thought he'd be at least serviceable middle of the pack, but I think it's a wrap for him. I think they definitely need to go in a different direction, whether that be via trade in the offseason or young quarterback in the draft. But I don't think they're far off. I just think that this division at the top, the other three teams are that much better right now. But I don't think the Raiders are far off. But they definitely need a quarterback and an O-line if they're going to make any noise next year.
Yeah, it was a tough game to watch on the offensive side of the ball. Both defenses played really, really well. I'm talking about the Raiders defense stepped up big time. I didn't expect them to play as well as they did in that game at all, but they held up nicely. The offense just didn't give them any type of help. Geno looked terrible. He had to come out in game a couple times, and when he came out, they still looked lost. So Chip Kelly called third and two or something like that. He called a quarterback sneak. It was just some ugly play calling too, down the stretch, and some, you know, and Geno looked lost in the pocket. So he got a lot of pressure. I forgot how many sacks they had, but it was just some sacks.
It was like 10 sacks.
Yeah, on some key downs, it was just crazy because they had several opportunities to win this game. The defense put them in great position several times. You got two interceptions by, I can't remember his name, Kelly was the DB. You got two interceptions on both Knicks, and the defense put them in position to win. It's just that the offense couldn't get anything going whatsoever. They take two steps forward and three back. It was just an ugly game on both sides of the ball. And the better team, the better coach team, won that particular game. I think that Chip Kelly is your odd man out next year. You're right. They do have to play Geno. Geno made some mistakes that a veteran quarterback can't make. If nothing else, all you had to do was hold a fourth down. He didn't hold a fourth down.
All right, to answer your original question, yes, I do think that there are better teams in the AFC than the Broncos, regardless of record. I would still take Kansas City to go to the Broncos Stadium and win. I would still take Baltimore. I would maybe take New England. So, yeah, they're and the Colts as well. And maybe the Chargers. So, then 3-2 possibles, most definitely, that I would take over just because of the play of Bo Nix. I don't think that he's for real in the sense of being at the level that of a quarterback that can win playoff games. That defense may be that coach. Yes, absolutely believe that. But I don't think that there's a chance that he can battle against any of the top QBs in the AFC that may be making the playoffs and win. And that's even including Daniel Jones. So I got them under all of those teams. As far as the Raiders, they got one good player, Brock Bowers. That's it.
Now,
You're talking about offense, right?
Yeah, and I meant offense, but yeah, you're right. Max Crosby is good as well, but there's not a lot for them to build around, and I don't think that Pete Carroll is the person either. Like Chip Kelly, y'all right. Chip Kelly shouldn't have a job right now. Like, he should be walked out of the door with some of the other offensive coordinators as bad as he's done this season. But I also don't know if I need to build – if I'm bringing a new quarterback in, that ain't going to be Geno Smith. And Pete Carroll chose Geno Smith. I might need to move on from Pete Carroll as well. I know it's 1 year. I know he's a Hall of Fame coach. But if I'm bringing a brand-new quarterback in, do I want him with an 80-year-old head coach?
I find it interesting. I'll start with the Raiders. Sean, it's crazy that they had a chance to get your boy Shador, and they chose Geno. And listen, I mean, Shador used to a bad old line, so he could have probably done something better with this. And he gave him Brock Bowers in the I didn't want to talk about that running back. But to me, the Raiders organization is a horrendous organization. They chose with what pick did they have, Sean? Was it fourth or sixth?
Was it fourth?
He was top five. FIFO started off saying that the Raiders have one of the worst offensive lines in the league, and they chose a running back, Ken, with their fourth overall pick. That's insane. People thought Tom Brady, Pete Carroll, and Chip Kelly would be some type of trifecta, and it's looked like nothing, the complete opposite of that. I don't understand who constructed this team. And some people thought the Raiders may even be a playoff team. I was like, well, I don't how, when, why. So I'll leave it at that. They're a horrible organization. I don't know what, if you told me to clean house next season, I would understand that. If they wanted to run it back to get a higher draft pick so they can really rebuild, then I can see that as well. But either way, they're nowhere near competing for anything. With the Broncos, to me, it's funny, Lou was talking about, he said the defense is good, the head coach is good, the quarterback ain't. And I'm thinking, Ken, who picked the quarterback? Whose offense is this? And who's supposed to be the Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning head coach? And I'm like, why are we not talking about Sean Payton in this offense too? Because this is his guy. It ain't like he was like some Brian Daboll where he adopted Daniel Jones. It ain't like he's some whoever other head coach just who – or even what's his name, Ben Johnson, who adopted Caleb. It's like you were there when this guy was, when you had to pick, you picked him because you said that he could be the best to run your offense. And then when we look at what happened last Thursday, it's like, why the fuck is he even starting? Because to me, can anybody can put up 10 points, especially on the Raiders.
We just saw him Monday.
It's because yeah. They're 8-2. That's why nobody's questioning.
No.
They're 8-2.
But it's a false 8-2. It's like when the Steelers.
How's it a false 8-2?
Remember that?
I can tell you how if y'all want to know. I was waiting for people to say it.
We're leading the division with the Super Bowl. You're contending team.
You're giving me the answer, like how you got the answer doesn't matter too. Like show your work, nigga. Nope. We see these games. We see how these games go. Somebody and they keep on trying to flower it up by saying, "Oh, in the fourth quarter when it count." I'm like, why do we have to wait till the fourth quarter?
I'm just telling you the reason why they're not questioning. That's why they're not questioning Sean Payton.
I'm gonna add some context. But, you know, you talk about the fourth quarter. I mean, is it possible he's the white Jalen Hurts?
No, Ken.
He might. Hey, Ken, I think he's just more the white Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's closer.
Why not? He steps up. He wins the games.
No.
What did Spike say? Spike said the defense good. He went through the whole list, and then he said the quarterback's not. I don't know. It sounded very familiar to me.
That's not familiar.
If it wasn't for just past Monday night game where the Eagles also only threw up 10 points, I would say that's a crazy take you have. But all I'm saying
still
is
crazy,
like, with both Nix, it's just like, bruh, the only good drive that I remember from Bo Nix, like that was like that meant something, was last year in the playoffs when they faced the Bills. That first drive where he threw that touchdown pass, I think to the guy he likes throwing it to now, Franklin or something like that. Yeah. It looked like they was gonna have a good game. So, and then 2 minutes later, he was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot he's shitty."
They dominated Dallas.
So, I mean, but that's, again, a shitty team, a bum team. Like,
it's a terrible defense.
So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know?
my thing is, like, they're winning these one-score games. They're not playing well offensively, period. Like, and to me, that's like, that has to be on part of the head coach, too, because it's like.
But, Nick, it's still 8-2, though.
They're 8-2, but it don't mean shit. The same. All. Lou, last week we talked about how for the Kansas City Chiefs, it don't mean shit as long as they make the playoffs, because we know what they can do in the playoffs. Right. To me, if we can use that logic to talk about greatness, we can also use that logic to talk about somebody who's shitty. Because
you can't criticize Sean Payton for them, because they always going to fall back to their 82. Regardless of how it looks, Nick Sirianni had kept a job for the last 3 years, regardless of the record and going on how it looked. So that's not going to be the determining factor.
But you're being, this fits your bill, but like you're being disrespectful to Jalen Hurts to even compare the Bo Nix situation in Denver to what Nick Sirianni is dealing with in Philadelphia, bro. We've seen enough of Jalen Hurts at this point to know that what he can do and what he can't do, and he can do a lot. What I'm looking at with Bo Nix is like, what does Bo Nix do well? Like point blank period.
Well, it's his second year in the league, right?
We ain't doing that because people have put Caleb Williams on the clock in his second year, and you did. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. And then we also, you know, FIFA, why his goofy ass looking at me that way? People also put Jaden Daniels on the clock this year as well too, and Drake May, and we all are talking about all these. I'm saying we're all talking about these quarterbacks with an honest take, with an honest eye, with an honest scope, looking at how these games are won and lost. And we keep on just saying, oh, shit, like, but they keep winning. And I'm like, bro, I told y'all but when Bo Nix got drafted, I'm never going to really try to focus on Bo Nix because he ain't shit. It's all going to be based off of Sean Payton. The same way Kyle Shanahan is arrogant with his quarterback, so is Sean Payton, bro. He really think he could turn anybody into Drew Brees. He really think that this team is one of the best teams in the league, period. And defensively, he's right. But offensively, bro, it is horrendous. That Thursday night game was an eyesore, bro. That was an eyesore.
So what I want to say is, Lou, they are 8-2. The record is what it is. They have a winning record. We can't deny that, right? But let's talk about some of these wins. Out of those eight, the 3-6 Jake Browning led Bengals, The 2-7 Geno Smith led Raiders by 3 points. The 3-5 Davis Mills led Texans by 3 points. The 1-7 Justin Fields led Jets 13-11. The 2-7 Jackson Dart led Giants by 1 point. And the 1-8 Cam Ward led Titans by one score. Saw that on Twitter. Shout out on November 6th. So shout out to that.
You know what, though, Ken? The 8 wins from the Colts and the 8 wins from the Patriots are no better. I promise you that.
I know. I saw the same thing about the Patriots, too. I saw the same thing about the Patriots. You're like, nobody really respects their win.
So yeah, same thing with the Colts. About the AFC this year, you're going to have the bottom seeding teams, Kansas City, Baltimore, and whoever's lucky to get in at number 7 right there. I don't know if it's going to be Buffalo or if they're going to win it. Well, Buffalo probably won't win the division. So you're looking at Buffalo, Baltimore, and Kansas City going on the road against these teams in the AFC. Who you think going to win?
Yeah.
I understand all that, but, you know, I think sometimes these records can be fool's gold. But they won, and they need it. I mean, if you're a good team, you're supposed to beat bad teams, even if you may be a bad team yourself. You know, so they managed to do it. And what happens when they get into a real situation where they're going to need a little bit more? So we'll see. We'll find out. But, you know, I think the Patriots just went out and got a quality win, right?
They did
against the Bucks
on the road.
That's their second best win of the season.
They don't have anybody else the rest of the season. But it's crazy to think, though, in this playoffs, you got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen all starting on the road.
That would be crazy. I think with the Patriots, though, I think what we definitely have to give them credit, and you know, you play whoever it is on your record, right, or on the schedule. Yeah. Drake May has taken a jump forward in quarterbacking. Let's just be honest. And I think that when you have a quarterback that's playing the way that he's playing with a head coach that we know has had success in this league, not necessarily being a quarterback guru, but being a CEO of a team and really emphasizing the defense. And you have a quarterback this young, this good, playing this good with an OC that has had a Hall of Fame quarterback previously. I'm not saying that they're going to be world beaters, but I think they out of the teams that were trashed last year or coming into the season, we didn't think that they were going to be that good. I think that's they're the team that I fear the most just because of the quarterback. Broncos, hey, I fear.
Keep going.
I was going to say Broncos, I fear because of the defense, but when you have a quarterback playing like the way Drake May is playing, bro, like anything can happen.
They may have gotten that one right, FIFO. They may have gotten that one right. I feel bad for the brother, but it does look different.
No, I think they. My thing with that situation is they knew they wanted Mike Vrabel before they even hired Gerard Mayo.
They did.
That was the thing. Like, I don't know why they made him wait. I don't know why they even wasted everybody's time with Gerard Mayo. But the fact is, like, when they hired him, it was like, all right, then if you're going to hire him, at least give him time to develop. And they didn't even do that just to go hire Mike Vrabel. That's why I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, congrats to them. I know New England's happy because they got their guy, they got their quarterback, and this is a great second year for them. But it was just a goofy ass way of how they went about it.
But you know what, though, in the same way that we've seen quarterbacks in today's day and age be expendable, head coaches are the same way. And I think that if no matter who your head coach is, if the guy you really want is available, then you make that move.
Go get him.
But then that's what I'm saying. They didn't. He was available.
But they did. Nah. Hey, at the sacrifice of the black man,
they let him 100% reason.
Hey, maybe Vrabel said, I need a year off.
What a price was too high last year. Price might have went down too.
Yeah, so we don't know.
Said the Cowboys want me, and whoever the Saints want me.
So you just have this black head coach just take all these losses.
Well,
he's never going to get another
head coaching job. The report back on Gerard Mayo was he wasn't qualified for the job.
He's never going to get another head coaching job.
He was never qualified from the job when they hired him to do the job?
That's the report back. Ken, they were saying that he had no idea how to be a head coach. Of course, it was his first time as a head coach, so of course. But they weren't willing to give him the grace, especially because the coaches they wanted, to Nick's point, was sitting out there. But they wasn't willing him to get that. They weren't going to give him the grace to learn how to be a head coach.
So why did they hire him?
That's the mystery.
He was the owner's. He was the owner's. Like, he had a really close connection to Kraft. That's what I
because used to play because used to play when they won Super Bowls. My thing was more about they needed somebody to take these losses, Ken, and he was right in the building. He was willing to take it.
Damn,
take that.
That's rough.
I thought they got rid of affirmative action. all right, Willow.